Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. The Irish Pharmacy Union have made a proposal to the Department of Health stipulating that state-funded contraceptives, and we are talking about contraceptives becoming free to people, should be made available free to the nation, but that pharmacies should be able to provide them directly to women. They should be able to give them the pill, the patch, the ring and the injection, and they should be trained up to do it. The proposal also underlines that they would obviously get the training, but that they would be your go-to point for your contraceptive needs rather than what we have currently, which is obviously a GP-led service. Countries like France, Italy and Germany already avail of free government-subsidised contraceptives. Is it time that we followed suit here? What do you think? Should we make it easier? I'm joined now on the line by Dr. Phil Kieran from Cork to hear what he thinks about this novel idea. Phil, what do you make of it?
I suppose I'm quite conflicted about it, really, Ciara. Anything that increases availability of contraception, I'm generally for.
Yep.
I think the most recent statistics from last year say that one in four women at some stage in their life will have an unplanned pregnancy, which causes a lot of distress. And I think anything that helps women have access to contraception is to be applauded. However, the removing it from the local GP or from someone who knows their medical history, I would have some concerns about.
Do you think, devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, when you say that, is this partly also that GPs are defending their patch, that pharmacies are now encroaching on traditional GP work and they've already taken things like flu vaccines, and there is, an idea within general practice that there are people out there in the wings trying to take away the easier aspects of general practice,
okay,
but that are leaving us with a very
bit.
Leaving GPs. I forget what I am. Leaving GPs with the hard graft of you know polymorbidity and all that kind of stuff,
and chronic disease management and things like that. Yeah, listen, I suppose part of me is looking at this as it is something that we've done. It is something that, by and large, those consultations can be fairly quick and straightforward, although it's not always the case.
No.
And it does, in a way, help you to manage the more complex cases. And you're right, if all of these ancillary services take over only the easy self-contained stuff, mm-hmm. then all we're left with is the stuff which isn't resourced, which isn't funded, which isn't provided for in the current GP contract as it stands, but that we've been doing sort of by doing the other stuff as well.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, and I was wondering, is that my only reason? And I don't really think it is. I guess I have had a couple of examples whereby, let's say, the pharmacists will get trained up in it and they're very good at doing these sort of things and they will know the contraindications to the medications and the interactions. But let's say the patient's history, which I have in front of me, is in, they're not fully aware of it. Like, I'm sure you've had it, and I've definitely had it, where you have a woman in front of you who's looking for the pill and you ask them, have they had any history of migraine or anything like that, and they say no, and then you look back over their notes and they're 2 years ago, do you know?
Yeah.
Which I have, and I'll know not to prescribe it, but wouldn't have it going in somewhere else. And then there's the whole thing about STI screening, reproductive health in general. And then if there is a problem in the pharmacy, it's going to be sent back to the GP to deal with, and we have no record about what's gone on for now.
Yeah. As I see it, and I've thought about this too, on one side what you have is, and you said it yourself, that it may improve access to contraception for women, and that's a positive, and that's a reason to do it. The other positive reason to do it is that we've a shortage of GPs. We've GPs who are now a scarce resource in their own right in the country, and if you could free them up so that they didn't have multiple pill consultations maybe, whatever type of consultation, you know, contraceptive family planning consultations, that would create, I suppose, a block of time there that could now be used differently and maybe allow access for different things. So it's almost like GP subspecializing.
Yeah.
That I see as a reason to do it. On the other hand, I do think it makes GP harder if you pull away all the relatively straightforward stuff that general practice covers, and it makes it a more likely job to burn out of. And then, as you say, there are the health risks of going down this road. And we do know for things like flu vaccination has fallen when they took it away from being exclusively a GP-led service and made it sort of lots of people had their hand in that kind of pie or what have you.
Not one group overseeing to see is have all of my patients got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know that they haven't got it out.
So it's a bit looser, as it were. But of those two things, that you know, that the positive reason is access for women and GPs being a scarce resource versus health risks and making GPs harder, which wins? Which is the more important?
I suppose that's always going to be the question. And I think the pro side of this is a good discussion, but what you're really talking about there is restructuring the whole way general practice is provided in this country, which I think, personally, absolutely needs to happen. And if you're looking at investing, I think that the figure quoted is in the 90 million range. If you're looking at taking 90 million out of the health budget, which is effectively what you're doing if you're going to provide it for free, which I think is a great idea because it increases access, but could that 90 million be spent better elsewhere? Like you said, we are in a GP crisis. We have been trying to hire a GP here for months and there is no one around and patients are waiting longer and longer to see their GPs. I just wonder, could it be spent better elsewhere? Do you know? I think reimagining the GP service is necessary and a great idea. And I think if we could just be dealing with the really complex stuff that we're trained for, if we were well-resourced to do that, I would fully applaud that. But it's about getting that balance right. And I think that if you remove all of the bits that support the model as it stands without putting a new GP model in place, you're just asking for trouble.
Okay. Look, thank you for talking to me. A food for thought there. That is Dr. Phil Kieran from Cork there. And you may know him as well from You Should Really See a Doctor on RTE as well, on RTE television. Let me know what you think. Do you think it's a good idea? I certainly think access to contraception being made easier for women is a good idea. I, like Phil, share concerns about the risks. Contraception is not completely risk-free. It's quite straightforward, but there are always little sort of difficulties that maybe could arise, and I think we would see risks rising. Let us know what you think. 53106.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.